David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there Elohim's ark, which is called by the name, even the name of Yahuwah of hosts, who sits above the cherubim. They set Elohim's ark on a new cart and brought it out of Abinadab's house that was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. They brought it out of Abinadab's house, which was in the hill, with Elohim's ark, and Ahio went before the ark. David and all the house of Israel played before Yahuwah with all kinds of instruments made of cypress wood, with harps, with stringed instruments, with tambourines, with castanets, and with cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached for Elohim's ark and took hold of it, for the cattle stumbled. Yahuwah's anger burned against Uzzah, and Elohim struck him there for his error, and he died there by Elohim's ark. David was displeased because Yahuwah had broken out against Uzzah, and he called that place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of Yahuwah that day, and he said, "How could Yahuwah's ark come to me?" So David would not move Yahuwah's ark to be with him in David's city. But David carried it aside into Obed-Edom the Gittite's house. Yahuwah's ark remained in Obed-Edom the Gittite's house 3 months, and Yahuwah blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. King David was told, "Yahuwah has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of Elohim's ark." So David went and brought up Elohim's ark from the house of Obed-Edom into David's city with joy. When those who bore Yahuwah's ark had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened calf. David danced before Yahuwah with all his might, and David was clothed in a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up Yahuwah's ark with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As Yahuwah's ark came into David's city, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out through the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before Yahuwah, and she despised him in her heart. They brought in Yahuwah's ark and set it in its place in the middle of the tent that David had pitched for it, and David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahuwah. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahuwah of hosts. He gave to all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel, both to men and women, to everyone a portion of bread, dates, and raisins. So all the people departed, each to his own house. Then David returned to bless his household. Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious the king of Israel was today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of his servants' maids, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." David said to Michal, "It was before Yahuwah who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me prince over the people of Yahuwah over Israel. Therefore I will celebrate before Yahuwah. I will be yet more undignified than this and will be worthless in my own sight. But the maids of whom you have spoken will honor me." Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death.